All right. Well, this guy stays out of trouble. Joe Fisher joins us.
You know,
Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I was just thinking back that, you know, this whole Michael Vick thing totally changed. It was bad enough when they announced he was involved in the dogfighting, but when the details came out about the killing of the dogs, this whole thing changed. You know, it took on a whole nother life of its own. It became a much more heinous situation to most people, and I remember that day vividly, thinking, man, I cannot believe somebody was involved in something like that. And so and now we've come to 2 years away. I do think he'll get a chance when he comes out. I think if he serves his time and comes out, I think he'll be reinstated and somebody will give him a chance. I just don't think it'll be Atlanta.
Joe, I don't know how far you can go, but a hypothetical shooting guard from, say, a high school in the area, averaging about 30 points a game, hypothetically commits to your basketball program, got to be a good thing.
Oh, I would say so. I do know that an individual was in attendance in the last couple of home games. In fact, I can tell you that I was with when the news came to the head coach during our call-in show. I think that's a pretty happy group right now. And if you look at the lineup of recruits coming in, as well as the red shirts currently on the team, this team adds another dimension again next year with some pretty talented big men and now apparently a very talented shooting guard.
And we should mention we can. I don't think Joe can at this point, but John Jenkins of Station Camp High School, who's averaging just about 30 a game right
now. Maybe this hypothetical player could hypothetically come by our remote this morning.
He's hypothetically in your area, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like, is this kind of like the mythical national championship?
Joe, how close do you think, how serious do you think Duke is and the timeline? Have you heard anything on the interview that happened yesterday? Any reports back from Bobby Johnson about the job or the interview?
Well, I know the job hasn't been offered, Frank, to this point, but I think it was a pretty serious discussion. I did find it interesting. I did not know that Carl Durrell was actually reportedly on campus as well yesterday. That kind of surprised me a little bit. I knew they would probably talk to him. I didn't know they were going to move along that quickly with both of them there. So my guess is the timeline's pretty short. You know, I would think Duke wants a decision on this, if possible, by the end of the week. And that's just my opinion on it. I haven't talked to Bobby. I had a ton of people yesterday try to get me to get them to Bobby. You know, I think pretty much every reporter in the state of North Carolina in that area, you know, wanted to talk to him. And so, I think it'll be pretty quick. And Duke's going to have to make a decision on who they want to offer it to. And then I think what you go through at that point is, you'll start to hear coaches say, okay, I'm not interested, you know, for whatever reason when Duke decides to narrow it down. I think they're serious about Bobby, and I think Bobby was, you know, serious enough about the situation to go take a look and see what it was all about. I do know he likes Nashville. He likes Vanderbilt a lot. It would take, you know, quite a nice offer to get him to change his mind, but it's certainly one that he's, you know, he was willing to look at and is serious about.
And this is one of those things, Joe, that kind of comes out of nowhere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you think, you know, everything's kind of settled for, you know, this season. The year's over. You can kind of look ahead and, you know, do some recruiting or, you know, they can look at stuff with their program. Then all of a sudden this just comes out of the blue.
And it was a hard day. I can tell you Sunday was a difficult day for Bobby. It was the football banquet, saying goodbye to those seniors, you know, for the last time for all practical purposes. Now, a lot of them are still around for school, although some are finishing up and graduating in December. It was emotional, and in fact, I can tell you at the end of the banquet, after 2 hours of handing out awards and watching the highlight tape from the season and honoring the seniors one last time, Bobby kind of choked up at the end, and you could kind of tell it was a very emotional day, made more so because he knew that chances are, you know, getting on a plane either later that night or early the next morning to go look at another place. And so I think he's gone through a lot of emotions over the last 48 hours.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow.